The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is the one, and there is no other than he.' And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome back. Okay, we're in the St. Jude Rectory Chapel once again here this morning. Thought I'd give this one a try because they have adoration going on in the main church, and I really hate interrupting anybody, you know, telling them they all have to leave. Absolutely the worst, just the worst. So we'll see how this one goes. Maybe the Rectory Chapel will be where we'll have Mass from now on, but a little thought for you here for the day. This is an important day in Lent. This is Friday of the third week of Lent, and although it's not marked on the calendar, that makes it the exact halfway point between Ash Wednesday and Easter. So a few weeks ago, we all started Lent, and we had our little idea of what kind of cross we were going to carry through Lent, didn't we? We all had our little idea. And then, surprise, 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 God comes along and he got a completely different cross for all of us to carry. Don't ever say God isn't full of surprises. Now, Lent is going to be over before anybody knows it. Don't blink. Lent will be over as soon as you know it. But this thing we're going through now, this crisis that we're going through now, heaven alone knows when this is going to be over. You know, your guess is as good as any expert's. Reminds me of a funny story. I remember a man once told me, this was when I was a little kid, he once told me, he said, "When I was a little kid, I thought the grown-ups knew what they were doing. And then I became a grown-up. And I thought, well, the government knows what they're doing. And then I started working for the government, and now I realize that nobody knows what they're doing." Right? So, I mean, your guess is as good as any expert about what's going on, but it actually calls to mind that whole idea of uncertainty, right? That whole idea of not knowing what's going on, when it's going to end, what's coming next. It calls to mind what we heard in the first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Okay, now Hosea was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel. It was like the 700s BC. And Hosea tells the story of how God wanted to bring his people back to himself. Okay, now last time, God drew his people to himself. In the Bible, before the book of the prophet Hosea, last time that God drew his people to himself was when they were wandering in the desert. It was a special time of uncertainty, right? Desert is a place of uncertainty. The desert is a place of testing. The desert is a place of purification. The desert is a place where you're forced to divest yourself of everything that you don't really need, and you don't have a whole lot of choice. You don't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. And in the desert, there's no place to look but up. And what you come to realize is that you don't really need very much at all. We need a lot less than we think that we need. And the time of deprivation, time of the desert, right, as the Bible would have it, is a time to realize that God really does provide for everything that we need. And it reminds me of a little story think I haven't told you this story before. But it's a story of a Dutch woman. Her name was Corrie ten Boom. I'm sure you've heard of her before. She's very famous. She's known for writing a book called The Hiding Place. Corrie ten Boom used to shelter Jews from the Holocaust. And one day, you know, they were found out. You know, Nazis came to the door and found that they'd been sheltering them. And she got hauled away into a concentration camp called Ravensbrück. But one little story in that book that she tells that I found really, really helpful is when she was a little girl, she says that she was talking to her father. And she was very worried. She was very scared. And her father turns to her and he says, "Corrie, when we ride the train together, when do I give you the ticket?" And she said, "Well, you give me the ticket just as we're about to board the train." And her father said, "Exactly. I give you exactly what you need right when you need it." So if your father on earth gives you what you need exactly when you need it, why don't you have that same kind of faith for your Father in heaven? You know, times of deprivation, times of uncertainty, times like the desert, times like Lent, times like right now. That's the faith that we want to have, okay? And now's the time when it's on offer. Jesus says, "You'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength." All. It's a funny thing about love. Love can't be partial. If love isn't all, then it's not yet worthy of the name. Okay? So one of the very best ways of growing is to remember that we will be given everything that we need. We have to do our part, don't get me wrong, but God really does provide. Okay, so here we are, we're halfway through Lent. And Lent isn't so much a project that we're going to complete. You know, like one day we're going to arrive at Easter and, you know, wipe the sweat off our brow and say, "Oh, sure, I'm glad that's all over." No. The value of any Lent is the permanent change that it makes in our lives. Okay, so in the days that remain, let's ask for the grace to give to the Lord everything in our hearts that we've been holding back. Amen.